Hello. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to ByteRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. For network or show information, visit www.byteradio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show with your host, Robert Sharp. Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Today, my very special guest is Michael Temez, and we are going to be talking about transformative nutrition and his book, Transformative Nutrition, The Ultimate Guide to Healthy and Balanced Living. Michael's book is a progressive and unique approach to health and nutrition. In it, you'll learn how to achieve all of your health and wellness goals without dieting, without guilt, and most importantly, without counting calories. The book teaches you how to powerfully transform all of the other areas that are preventing you from experiencing your best health possible. It was written based on Michael's personal experiences of reversing several health issues. Michael is a holistic health coach certified by the world-renowned Institute for Integrative Nutrition. He's also listed on the National Board for the American Association of Drugless Practitioners. As a holistic health coach, Michael's mission is to educate people who want to lose weight and reach all their wellness goals. I have several links in the show page description for you to become aware of Michael's work. One is to his website, transformative-nutrition.com. There's also a link to his blog, a link to his book, and also a link to his Facebook page. And for those of you who are on Facebook, I will say that since I've booked Michael on the show, I've been following his Facebook page and posts, and I've thoroughly enjoyed everything he's posted, and it really helps raise awareness about nutrition. So if you're there, certainly go to his page and like it and follow his posts there. So with that, I'd like to welcome Michael to the show. Good day, Michael.
Hey, Robert, how's it going? Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's a pleasure.
Thank you. It's my pleasure as well. And, you know, health and wellness and nutrition is, particularly in the beginning of the year, a lot of people tend to focus on it, but unfortunately their attention wanes as the year goes on. But this is something that, you know, hopefully people will take to heart. And I loved that your book basically throughout it, you really tell the people that this is my experience. You know, it's up to you to decide what resonates, what doesn't resonate. You raise questions, you tell people to explore. And it truly allows people to gather and kind of determine their own, you know, thought processes when it comes to their nutrition.
Yes, that's correct, Robert. It's very much just sharing information. That's what my work is about. That's what my book is about. And, you know, it's not about, you know, the next diet fad or the next diet book that's saying that this is the only way to losing weight or the only way to have, you know, to live a healthy life. Because considering that we're a planet of, you know, 7 billion strong, there's, you know, 7 billion different, you know, unique people on the planet. So more of an integrative and it's individualistic.
So holistic,
to, you know, to everyone.
Individual, yeah. And holistic. Yeah, very much so. Well, you know, I would love for you to share with the listeners your personal experience of transformation, you know, and how it is connected to nutrition, because I think that story in itself really will give the listeners a good sense of why this is really important to you.
Absolutely, Robert, yes. I was morbidly obese. I had severe obstructive sleep apnea and high blood pressure and gum disease, and all of these conditions were diagnosed back in 1999, 2000. And long story short is I was in a bad relationship, and it caused me to be in a in a depressive state, which then I began eating just junk food and anything, you know, and I started eating fast food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And I put on about 70, 80 pounds in the course of about a year and a half to 2 years. So, you know, it was an unhealthy time in my life. And I had sleep apnea so bad that I fell asleep driving and got in a car accident. So it was scary to me. And I knew I had to make a change, and I didn't know where to start. So I kind of just went the old-fashioned way and started working out. And my dad actually gave me some words of encouragement. He bought me a pair of boxing gloves, and he, you know, encouraged me to punch the bag. And I actually shed a lot of weight doing that. And then started riding my bike. And then I started researching nutrition and learning everything I can. I became like a sponge for everything, and just learning and evolving as much as possible. And one thing led to another, and then I eventually ended up losing 70 pounds initially, and then over the course of about 10 months or so. And then I ended up keeping that off for 10 years. And then just recently in the last 3 to 4 years, I lost an additional 30 pounds. So I've lost over 100 pounds at this point. And it's interesting because I've learned through my journey, my 13-year journey, that, you know, the physical weight is just one of the many areas that, you know, you have to deal with when it comes to nutrition and healthy living. And it's a whole body approach to living in balance, basically.
Yeah, very much. And, you know, and losing that weight, keeping it off, I mean, that is, you know, that's really, I think, what people strive for, but often, you know, it doesn't work for them. And we're going to talk a little bit about diets and maybe why they don't work for most people. But I'd like to first kind of focus on the fact that throughout your book, you know, you talk about, you know, transformation in the book titled Transformative Nutrition, and you compare that to that indicate that it's really not change, you know, that we're not making changes. So, you know, and to me, that was a very, to me, the awareness of that distinction, you know, I think is really important for people to understand. So I would love for you to kind of share that.
Yeah, sure. It's a very important distinction, actually, because change is something that we're all aware of. You know, we know change comes and goes. You know, change, we have change in our pocket, we spend it. You know, the weather forecasters change the forecast every other hour. We change our socks and underwear. You know, it's impermanent. It can change at any time because it's change, right? But when you look at it, when you start to shift that perspective to more of a transformational understanding, then you can see how, you'll see how the power begins to unfold in the whole process. And when you transform, when you look at a caterpillar and it transforming into a butterfly, it can never go back to the state of being a caterpillar again, because it has undergone a transformation. Transformation is a permanent shift in a way of being, thinking, feeling, living, eating, you know, anything. You can throw anything in that equation and it works. So, you know, one thing I tell people that I work with my health coaching clients, and what I say in my book, you know, many times, is shift your focus on changing your diet, changing your lifestyle, changing this, changing that, changing what you're eating, to more of a transformation, you know, transforming how you're living, basically. Because what you're eating is just only one piece of the puzzle. You know, you got to look at other areas of what your life looks like, you know, what your relationships look like, what your spiritual practice looks like, what your career life is like. You know, all these areas are integrated into one. So, you know, you have to address all of those to be able to transform something, you know, in your life. So that's the basis of the whole concept of the difference between change and transform. You know, one is a temporary change, you know, a temporary difference between the two. The other, you know, is a permanent shift and can never go back to the way it was before. And that's what I want to empower people to strive towards, is to transform.
Yeah, you know, very much so. You know, the idea of getting to a point where you don't go back, you know, and, you know, quite often when it comes to healthy habits. You know, people often will work at them for a little while, then kind of, you know, revert back to the process.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's, you know, in what your book espouses is to really make a difference so that, you know, from this point forward, you're basically a different person. You have a whole different life focus as well.
Exactly. It's, you know, basically taking a look at every area of life and seeing what works and what doesn't. And actually not only just looking at what doesn't work, but actually acknowledging what does work, because that's the starting point right there. Because how can you manifest more of what you want and what does work if you're not acknowledging it to begin with? You know, it's coming from a state of appreciation and gratitude, because in that space, you can create more of that. It's kind of like the whole law of attraction concept. So
yeah, very much so.
You know, starting with that, you know, moving from there, then you can actually create more of that by, you know, putting the effort into, you know, living healthy, not only in the physical body with what you're eating, but also the thoughts that you're feeling, the emotion, the thoughts that you're thinking, the emotions that you're feeling, you know, the spiritual connection that you're having. That's all part of the holistic health ball. You know, it's all one connected wheel. I like to look at it as a wheel, and every spoke being a equal contributor to the integrity of that wheel. And when one spoke is loose, every other spoke becomes loose, because it's all connected, and the wheel wobbles when one area is imbalanced. So we might not think that, you know, not being happy at our job or being in a bad relationship might not affect how we eat, but it very much does, actually, because it's all connected if you look at the wheel concept. So
yeah.
Looking at it that way.
Yeah. And you do, in the book, you know, go into detail recognizing, you know, that healthy, balanced living is just more than the physical health. It is that emotional and spiritual health as well. That really all comes together. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You know, there's, and this is kind of just off the topic for a second, but I have to tell you that there was one quote of your father's that you wrote in your book that I absolutely love, and that is that there is never any intelligent reason to feel bad. And I just love that, Michael. He was a smart man.
He was. He really was. That quote, actually, I found that in his wallet after he passed away, and I didn't even know he had it in his wallet. That was the coolest thing about it. And it really, I've actually, his wallet had like a bunch of like, it was almost like post-it notes just randomly stuffed in his wallet with all these like unbelievable quotes that he just jotted down these things. And that was one of them. And I actually put it on his memorial card. And it was very powerful because, you know, he wasn't a religious man. So we didn't want, you know, the mm-hmm. traditional, you know, the traditional, you know, the Jesus statement and all that. So we had just amazing quotes that we found from him all through his wallet. And that was the most powerful one. And I included it in my book because there really isn't. I mean, when you look at it, you're just, it's living in a state of disempowerment when you feel bad for yourself or someone
mm-hmm.
else. It's empowering, though, to have compassion for yourself or other people. But when you feel bad, then it's kind of like you're enabling them, and that's not powerful.
Yeah, I agree. Anyway, that was one of those that I know for a fact that I'll be referencing and give him credit for, because, you know, just in, you know, my day-to-day, you know, interactions with people, I will so often run into people who will espouse that feeling bad aspect, you know what I mean? I mean, for whatever reason, you know, and, you know, and some of them do it regularly. I mean, it seems to be their natural state, you know, sadly, yeah. but I mean, it's just, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, if you phrase it that way, it's kind of like, you know, it causes people to, I think, stop and, you know, and think, well, you know what, you know, there is, that's right, you know, and, so anyway, I just had to mention that was, you know, as I was, you know, reading the book, that was one of the things that I just loved. And like I said,
that's really awesome
that
it took out that much.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's I'll awesome. Be sure to give them credit when I do, and refer everybody back to your book. So anyway, but Okay. Well, you know, I kind of want to now talk about some of the topics that are in the book so that the listeners will really get a good idea. You know, and one of the first things in the book, you know, you talk about, you know, why diets don't work. So, you know, I would love for you to explain, you kind of a little bit did about the 7 billion people, but I'd like for you to kind of address that, you know, directly, you know, I mean, because there – I mean, it's like you find a new diet fad or, you know, something coming up almost every day, you know, as far as dieting. And so often they don't work for people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, that's exactly what it is. You know, you look at the alphabet A to Z, you'll find multiple diets, any letter that you pick. And each diet is pointing their finger at the other diet saying, your diet doesn't work, mine does. This is the right way. This is the way that everyone, this is the new way everyone needs to eat, and everyone follows it, and then it dissipates and disappears, and everyone wonders, what happened? Okay, now we have this new one, and it's like, okay, great. What is this? What, like, it seems more like a fad type thing than you know, any health promotion type deal. And, you know, when you look at these fad diets that come out, they don't really address everyone as individual. It kind of looks at people as a whole, and you know, it's easy, very easy to say that something as a whole works for everyone. I mean, if you look at, you know, if you look at just religion in comparison, and you have these groups that people proclaim that something works or subscribe to something, and you know, you have people by the millions, if not a couple billion. It's the same concept with diets. You know, you get people on board with something. It might work for this group of people, but just because it works for that group of people or this one person or, you know, a country or whatever, it doesn't mean it's going to work for the entire planet. And that's the whole reason why diets don't work. I mean, we're unique. We have unique immune systems, unique digestive systems. We have unique backgrounds, ancestry, genetics. All of these things, our organs, are all unique.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, saying that any particular diet, like the popular diets out there, like the, you know, the vegan and the paleo diets and, you know, high protein, low carb kind of diets, they might work very well for some people and they might be poisonous to some people. I mean, if you look at the whole concept of one person's medicine can be another person's poison, then, you know, it's easy to understand that any particular diet doesn't work for the whole population. And I like to empower people to create their own diet by listening to their body, which is the most, you know, powerful way to create what actually works for you.
Yeah, you know, and that's I want to kind of talk about the listening in a minute, but I have to say that we've got one of our listeners in the UK, Rihanna, in the chat room, and as we're talking, she mentioned you know, as far as, you know, she's kind of going through that transformational process right at the moment, and you know, with nutrition, that kind of thing. But one of the things she mentioned was having raw green juices. Well, as soon as I saw that, I thought, oh my God, you know, I'm going to have to kind of bump up that topic right now, because you have some specific experience with raw and with green. So I would love for you to share that kind of right now, since Rihanna just brought that up. I thought this is a great timing for that.
Well, that's interesting that you know, that question comes up from her, because it ties into the whole unique concept of how we are all individual, because my experience with raw is I have a very sensitive digestive system, and for about 7-8 years, I couldn't figure out what was making me chronically constipated, and it was aggravating to the no end, and to, like, I can't even describe. Like, I would eliminate everything. I would do eliminate this, eliminate that, and I would be fine for like a week, and then I would be constipated for a couple of days, and then I'd be fine regular, and then it would be a cycle, and it would never end. And I never would have thought to eliminate greens. I mean, I love kale. I love all kinds of, you know, chard and collards, every kind of green you can think of. And you know, it got to the point where in my my health coach training, they actually had a segment that said the whole concept of how we're all unique and individual. And I learned this concept, and it said, well, you need to start experimenting and asking yourself, well, does this really work for me? How do I feel after I eat this? You know, do I have these problems and everything? And I started questioning, well, seems like after I eat greens is when I have digestive issues. So I figured after all these years, you know, and we hear all this stuff. We see the articles. We hear experts saying how you should eat greens and greens and greens and greens and raw, everything raw. And you think, okay, well, it should be healthy then. It should work for everyone then if you know, this plant-based diet is perfect, right? Well, the problem with that is that just like I was saying earlier, we have all these different body types and different, you know, backgrounds and different systems going on that, you know, someone that has a sensitive digestive system can't break down the fiber in the greens, you know, in the kale and the cruciferous veggies. You know, the fiber in these veggies is very, very, it's like carpet. I mean, if you really break it down, it's really hard for our digestive system to break up. So that's actually what was causing me to be chronically constipated. And as soon as I eliminated these greens, and I tried it, I eliminated them for about a month, and I was fine, completely fine. And then I added it back in, and then I had the chronic constipation again. So I figured out by listening to my body, which is, that's how you do it. You kind of experiment and ask questions, you know, what's going on, body? You know, how do you feel right now? You know, just kind of using your intuition to understand what is going on. And through that, you can actually see, you know, if it's going to work or not. I mean, personally for me, I have to blend up the greens and then strain out all of the pulp and just drink the juice if I want to have the alkalizing benefits of veggies or, you know, green leafy veggies. That's the only way that I can get them, because any other way, I've tried cooking them, I've tried eating them raw, you know, I tried, you know, blending them with the pulp. It just, none of it works. It just tears my immune system, or my digestive apart. So it's interesting, that concept.
Yeah, very much so. And, you know, and again, yeah, and she, as you were talking, she was like affirming virtually you have the same kind of digestive system working there, you know, that it's, you know, and, you know, we're, it seems like we're spoon fed, you know, the, you know, you got to have your greens, you got to have this, you got to have that. When, you know, when in fact, you know, like you say, every body and every system is different, and it's really important. Now, one of the things, you know, and you did talk in your book a lot about, you know, listening to your body, and that it's always talking. And, you know, you mentioned that, you know, one of the ways is to, you know, try, you know, eliminating certain things from your diet and seeing the kind of reactions. Are there any other, you know, because I don't think people really take the time to, first, are even aware that their bodies are talking to them, and then let alone being aware, you know, being able to listen to and recognize what the body is saying. So what are some of the ways that the body communicates, or, you know, or what are some of the things that one would experience with the body saying, pay attention, you know, to this?
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's actually, you know, considering the content of your podcast and, you know, having people, you know, really look deep into their entire being, it's actually it's on a deeper level when you really break it down, because we have the innate ability to heal ourselves. We're basically, you know, shamanic practitioners. We're doctors that, you know, actually know what's going on more than any physician or any nurse can ever know, because our body has that intuitive awareness. And it communicates to us in the form of symptoms. And these symptoms are kind of like the same concept of a warning light in your car. You're driving along the road and your check engine light comes on. you know, that's like, okay, you know, that's a sign that I need to, you know, we need to take our car in and get it repaired. So same mm-hmm. thing in our body, you know, we have localized symptoms. It could be like a pain or inflammation. It could be, joint stuff. It could be, there's so many different symptoms that can happen in the body at any given time. And this is a way of our body saying, hey, I need some attention now because I need some tender love and care here. And having that preventative maintenance will actually prevent symptoms in the first place. But once the symptoms come up, then it's our body communicating to us. And it also communicates to us in our, on our gut feeling. Like we know, we have that knowing, you know what I'm saying? Like, we mm-hmm. know, we just know something is either off or something is right, and we can sense the energy of something. So it's using that same awareness of that energy with what we're eating and how our body's feeling after we're eating. Our body will let us know. It'll let us know because, you know, if we eat something, say, for example, for lunch, and we have an energy crash at like 3 o'clock and we're reaching for the candy bar or something sugary to get that energy rush, then, you know, most likely what was just eaten for lunch does not provide sustainable energy for the afternoon. And it's messages like that that we need to really start tuning into that'll let us know what is working and what's not working with our diet or with what we're eating in our body, you know, in as a whole.
Yeah, you know, that was one of the things, you know, that I found, you know, interesting as I was going through and reading, you know, one of the things when you talked about being aware of how your body feels after a meal, you know, like if you eat a meal and you're lethargic or, you know, your energy is down, that kind of thing, is to really kind of, because that is a reaction contrary to what a meal should be doing for you.
Right. People should feel energized. People should have, you know, not only physically energized, but they should feel fulfilled emotionally, mentally. They should, you know, be spiritually happy. Everything should be aligned with what they're eating. And if there's something off, you know, first of all, physically, then, you know, you're going to feel it with your, you know, having a energy crash. And if there's something off emotionally, mentally, then, you know, that stuff, those are the kind of things that are actually carried from the past. You know, when we have things that we hold on to, you know, like baggage, emotional, mental baggage, those things can mm-hmm. actually cause digestion to slow down. And from my personal experience, I experienced that myself, holding on to anger and resentment from previous failed relationship caused me to stuff my face, even though I wasn't hungry. So I was actually stuffing my emotions by eating when, you know, I wasn't hungry and having these food addictions and cravings. So it's interesting when you look at it that way.
Yeah. And I love, there was a one quote from your book that you actually just posted on Facebook a short while ago, that there is no diet or dietary theory that exists or ever will exist that can cure a lack of self-love, you know, and it does seem like that's where it mm-hmm. begins.
Exactly. That is one of my favorites, and that's actually one of my original quotes, because I see it as, if you don't truly authentically love yourself, and if you're not in love with yourself authentically, then how can you love someone else? How can you radiate that back to someone else if you don't have that going on within first and foremost? It's very powerful. It's very, very powerful, not only on a mental, emotional level, but a spiritual level as well. And
yeah,
you know, we're actually coming to a time period where the Western world is actually adopting this concept more, and we're embracing the whole holistic connection to everything. And it's a wonderful time because our healthcare system does not work in the Western world. It really doesn't. I mean, it's broken, and it's in need of a transformation. And my book is it's progressive, and it has a lot of very powerful and deep concepts that I'm talking about now, and it's meant to reform or reformulate how we've been conditioned to believe our health, you know, our whole health world of, you know, you eat this food that we're conditioned or we brought down from traditions, mm-hmm. you know, the meat and potatoes or whatever, you know, you get sick, you go to the doctor, you get a medication, and then you have side effects from that medication. So you go to the doctor again and you get another medication to cover up the side effects of the original medication. And then the whole cycle keeps on going. And by the time we know it, we're on like 5 medications for something that could have been easily reversed by just listening to our body and understanding what the symptoms or warning lights that were flashing were telling us.
Yeah, very much so. Well, gosh, we're a little past halfway through, so I want to take just a quick break and do want to invite those listening, if you would like to call in and ask Michael any questions, you can call in at 619-789-4359. And for those of you listening live in the chat room, if you have any questions or any comments that you would like for me to pose to Michael, feel free to type them in. And then when we come back, Michael, I kind of want to go in and look a little bit more about that you know, the medication. You know, you have one particular segment in your book called Overmedicated, Undereducated. And I really, mm-hmm. you know, to me that's a very representative of today's society. So I want to talk a little bit about that, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Everyone stay tuned. We'll be right back in about 90 seconds.
Hello, this is Robert Sharp. I want to thank you for joining us and hope that you are enjoying today's show. Just a reminder that we have a wealth of information and resources available on our website, www.biteradio.me. There is a calendar of upcoming shows, along with an archive link to the approximately 1,000 shows that we have had over the past 5 years. Our show is available as a free podcast in the iTunes Store. You can subscribe there. Or even quicker, there is a link to our show on iTunes on our website homepage. We are also on many social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, etc. And we have buttons to those platforms on the top of our homepage. And finally, also on the site is a link to the great products we provide. Books, greeting cards, photography, and a wellness store with essential oils and personal and spa products. There is so much for you to explore and enjoy on our website, www.biteradio.me. I also very much appreciate you supporting our guests, and especially today's guest. And now, back to the show.
Okay, everyone, thank you for staying with us again today. My very special guest is Michael Temez. We were talking about his book, Transformative Nutrition, The Ultimate Guide to Healthy and Balanced Living. And again, in the show page description, I have several links where you can find out more information. One of them is to his website, which is transformative-nutrition.com. There's also a direct link to his blog, to his book, to his Facebook page and also to Twitter. I follow him on Twitter and Facebook, and like I mentioned in the introduction, I really like his Facebook posts. They're very awareness generating, you know. And I think, Michael, we got you back, and I think that's kind of what the whole purpose of your book and your work is really to get that awareness generated.
Yes, definitely. My mission is to empower people so they can experience the highest version of themselves in every area of their life, not only their health. And that's my main focus with my book and my health coaching and what I'm up to right now.
Yeah. And before the break, you kind of mentioned about, people going, having symptoms and going to the doctor and getting medication and then upon medication, and one of the things that just drives me crazy is, the commercials that we have for medication.
Oh.
And I mean, it is like, of course now it's a political season, so everything is political, but once that's over, almost every other one is a new drug. And, and what just, boggles my mind is when they get to the point of the side effects, with the ultimate side effect being death. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, you want me to take something that may kill me, it's like for itchy skin, that just doesn't make sense.
It really doesn't. I mean, and that's when you really start to see the ridiculousness, the truth kind of hidden in plain sight, as I like to say it, because we have these commercials, and you were spot on. I mean, you watch any program, and every other commercial is talk to your doctor about this, talk to your doctor about that. Well, what's interesting is up until in the United States, up until like the mid 90s, the doctors were not allowed to directly market to consumers, to patients, until I believe it was President Clinton lifted that bill. And that's why they're allowed to actually market. And what's interesting is that they get around the whole direct marketing. So if you listen to the commercial, at the end, they say, talk to your doctor about. So that actually makes it a third party. So they're not directly marketing to you as a viewer of that program. So they're slick with their marketing. So they can actually get away with that kind of approach, which is interesting. But when you really, like you were saying, when you look at the side effects and it's like, really? I'm going to have like bleeding and convulsions and possibly death. And this is great because I get to alleviate my one and only symptom that I had. I'm so happy that I can have all these ridiculous symptoms now. And it's like, it doesn't make any sense to me. This approach to health, it doesn't work. I mean, if you look at the father of modern medicine, Hippocrates said, let your food be your medicine and let your medicine be your food. That is a very powerful concept because that doesn't exist in the Western world right now. I mean, it's transitioning over, but right now we have in the United States the highest rate of obesity, highest rate of diabetes in the world. And if we don't do something now, it's only going to get worse. One in three people in the United States are obese. So just think about the health complications that can cause as we progress into, the future with future generations and everything. We're all about sustainability and creating effective solutions for things. But why is our supposed advanced medical system not able to offer an effective and progressive and, sustainable solution? I mean, that solution that they're offering with these medications and surgeries doesn't give a sustainable solution. It offers a Band-Aid approach, which gives you, it gives you the instantaneous gratification of covering your symptoms, but it doesn't eliminate the root cause. To get to the root cause, we got to dig deep. We got to pull that root out in order to eliminate what actually caused that symptom to begin with. Because if we don't, that symptom, just like a weed, is going to keep coming back and taking over more of the garden.
Yeah, exactly. That is, and as a matter of fact, Rihanna was concurring, that it's just so often the doctors, just treat what they see versus, what is behind that. And it does. I mean, it may mask, the symptoms may be masked, from, whatever the cause was, but it will rear its ugly head again,
Definitely.
The next time the Band-Aid may not work. The Band-Aid may,
exactly.
It may be too serious for the Band-Aid, Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Or they might need a gauze at that point, and the gauze is surgery or something, you know, pricey.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's just like the whole warning light in your car. It's a simple light saying, hey, take me for some routine maintenance and everything will be fine. You know, we have the same thing in our body. And as long as we listen to that warning light or that symptom and we do the preventative maintenance, we show our body a little love, our body will respond and we'll be fine. But if we don't, you know, what happens when we don't take our car with the check engine warning light? We can end up with some major costly repairs. Same thing with our body.
Yeah.
However, with our body, there is no used body lot. You got one of those, you got one physical body,
mm-hmm.
and you're not going to be able to go and upgrade to a new model. It just ain't going to work that way. And, you know, we have to really understand that very powerful concept, because I think a lot of people live life as if they had – if they were able to trade in for a new model, and it doesn't work that way. So the best thing that you could do is to really focus on your health, because it's number one. Because without your health, you have there's nothing there. I mean, you could have all the money in the
right.
world, but if you don't have health, then what are you going to do with that money? You can't enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, in that, you know, like whenever it comes to, you know, I noticed in one of your somewhere in the book, I can't remember exactly where, you talk about doing, you know, writing down things that that you're grateful for. I mean, there are some other things, but there
mm-hmm.
was like one thing, you know,
yeah.
you talk about writing down things you're grateful for. You know, and one of the things I put down first every time I do that is for my good health, you know? And,
that's,
you know,
that's
it's like,
first
thing, yeah. Yeah, let me start right there, right up front. Let me tell you right now, I am thankful for my good health, you know, and luckily I have not seen a doctor in at least 30 years. I mean, you know, I'm
wow.
very, very fortunate in that way, and never have been in a hospital for anything. So I'm just, you know, really happy. And as a matter of fact, I can go on to my grave having that be the case, you know, but
that's
but
incredible.
You know, but that is important. Yeah, but, you know, but that, I mean, mm-hmm. truly, that is such an important place to start. You know, and so anyway,
it really
but,
is. And with
yeah.
you know, with all the with the media, it's kind of like we're brainwashed to not understand that concept. And it's like this is common sense, you know, or uncommon sense nowadays. But that's really where we need to be and start at. And the media has all this propaganda and brainwashing, all these commercials, eat fast food. You know, we have this eat from the dollar menu. You could eat a whole meal for $4 of this mass produced chemical laden junk food from the, you know, fast food restaurant. But when you go to buy wholesome organic foods, $4 isn't going to get you much at all. I mean, it's going to get you practically
right.
nothing. And it's like, uh-huh. Is this system designed this way for a reason? I don't understand here. What's going on? Are we promoting obesity, diabetes, heart disease, stroke, cancer, or are we trying to promote a healthy environment? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
No, but it makes it for a very lucrative pharma business. Big pharma.
Very lucrative, you know, and it kind of
yeah.
makes you wonder whose best interests are in mind. I don't think it's the people
no.
as a whole. I think it's more for the profit.
I agree 100%. You know, that's why it's so important for us to take this into our own hands and to be
exactly.
very proactive, you know, and you know, one of the things, you know, you kind of, you know, since you mentioned, you know, foods and purchasing foods and that kind of thing, one of the things that I also liked in the book is you talked about that it's kind of like important, not necessarily to have to count calories, but counting chemicals. You know, I thought that was, because, you know, you talk a bit about labels and labeling and how deceptive they can be. I would love for you to maybe just chat a little bit about that, you know, help the listener just become a little more aware of labeling and some of the deceit that kind of goes behind that. And
sure.
then, you know, chemicals that are in our food.
Absolutely. In fact, I would like for the listeners to know that I personally called Frito-Lay, and I'm just going to blow the whistle, because that's what I mean. I'm not a whistleblower, but I just got to blow the whistle, because this is ridiculous to me. I called them. So their products say trans fat free on the label, on the front cover. So you would think, okay, well, this is good. It doesn't have trans fat, right? Turn around the backside and look at the actual ingredients. And lo and behold, partially hydrogenated oil is one of the first ingredients on that list. Now, partially hydrogenated oil is trans fat. It is plastified oil that our body cannot burn because it melts at 112 degrees Fahrenheit. Our body cannot get that high to burn it. So it stores in our cells, and then we become fat. And that is exactly what has happened since they introduced trans fat to the food supply in 1992. When they had this campaign on avoid butter, eat margarine, this whole thing. And now they're trying to say, well, butter is good for you and blah, blah, blah. And we're heroes because we said this, but you are the people that said it in the first place. So this doesn't make any sense, but that's a whole other story. Anyways, I called Frito-Lay and they said, I asked them, so what's the deal here? So you say that it doesn't have trans fat on the front, but then I turned around and then ingredients say otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
They say, well, we can legally put up to 0.49 grams. So up to a half a gram of trans fat per serving in our products and label them as trans fat free.
Wow.
If that's not blatant deception, then I don't know what it is. I mean, really, I was like, really? Interesting. So, and now a lot of these bags of chips that they manufacture, they don't have 1 gram. They don't have one serving. They have 3 to 4 servings sometimes.
Yeah.
So, you know, you eat 2 servings, 3 servings, and you have like 1 gram to 2 grams of trans fat. And it is well known and documented that 0 grams of trans fat we should have in our diet. We should have nothing. It is our body cannot process this fake hydrogenated oil. So it's like these are the kind of things that I present in my book, Transformative Nutrition, to the reader, and I'm presenting to listeners of the show is to really start reading the ingredients. Don't believe what the label says. The label is deceptive. They can put whatever they want on the label. They can put all natural, and that's just a pseudo name for, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, it's all natural. Really, oh, how natural is it? When you look around, I can't pronounce that. What's this? Natural flavor? Huh? What natural flavor? You see that a lot of the time in even some of the health food products that we say, oh, this is a health food product sold at a health food store, and it says all natural. But when you look on the back at the ingredients, we have natural flavors. What is natural flavors? Does that sound like an ingredient? I mean, really, mm-hmm. Does that sound like an ingredient?
Mm-hmm.
Ingredient.
Yeah, I agree with you. And you used an example. There was one where it talked about spices prior to that, it listed actual spices, you know. So, yeah, mm-hmm. It seems that, you know, they hide ingredients behind a general descriptor.
Exactly. They have these blanket terms, and one of them is spices. Another one is natural flavors. Another one is organic spices, even. Like, oh, that's the catchy one right there, because people see, they know that it gets to people's mind. It gets people, oh, it says organic, so it must be good for me, right? No,
mm-hmm.
that is pure hogwash, because this organic spices is not an actual ingredient. It is a term. How do we have this term and then have all these other? So we have like you'll see like salt, pepper, garlic powder, paprika, and then spices or organic spices. And it's like, okay, well, wait a minute. If paprika, salt, and pepper and garlic powder are not spices, then
right.
What the hell is going on here? You know, this doesn't make any sense. Organic spices,
yeah.
What organic spices? And then you have these companies that I actually acknowledge them for their effort. They put in parentheses, spices, comma, and then they list all the spices. Now, those are the companies that have integrity with their ingredients. And those are the types of products that you want to look for that have a full disclosure of every single ingredient on the list that is used in the to make the product. There shouldn't be any phrases or any blanket terms, because those aren't ingredients, and they can disguise whatever they want in that product with that name. Just like the whole trans fat free thing, they can do the same thing with natural flavors or organic spices. They have the same free range with that. They can legally get away with disguising chemicals as being all natural products. And it's when we become aware and understand this concept, then we can really start reading labels and educate ourselves. As you were saying before, you know, educate yourself is the most empowering thing that you could ever do, not only for your health, but any area of your life, is to ask questions, find out the origin of where things come from, because then you'll understand, you know, what is going on behind everything. And that's the whole, everything behind what I do and my book and everything.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, let's see, guys, we got about 10 minutes left. So there's a couple other areas that I touched on. And I mean, there's far too many to talk about in 1 hour. But these are things that that I think people, you know, that they can maybe implement, you know, today to be able to get themselves on the road to healthier living. And one of them, you know, you talk about one of the areas that you talk about was clean water, you know, and, you know, of course, here we've got all of the, you know, the lead in the water issues going on in major cities.
Mm-hmm.
And, right. You know, and I know that you use a particular unique three filter system for yourself. So I would like for you to kind of maybe, since that's a very topical kind of issue right at the moment, and water is really vital, you know, for us, and
yeah,
we really
definitely should
be, you know, taking in good water. What are some of the things you might want to mention about that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as you said, you know, there's studies that say we're 50 to 75% water, who knows, but we need water, and we need ample amounts of it throughout the day, every day. And I firmly believe that we can actually create our own pure water in our homes. You know, we don't need to have this bottled water. The bottled water is actually toxic when you look at it, and it's a waste of money. First of all, it's put in these plastic jugs that leach chemicals into the water. Even the polycarbonate number 7 recycled, you know, they say that they don't have BPA, but they have other chemicals. When the plastic heats up, it leaches into the water anyway. So we want to kind of get away from all that whole plastic thing and, you know, be sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the healthiest solution, and I don't subscribe to the distillation, because it removes all of the electrolytes. It removes everything. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it basically, it's just like plain old water. So, I mean,
mm-hmm.
and it's slow. I mean, it takes a long time to make a gallon, and it uses electricity. I mean, there's drawbacks. There's a lot of drawbacks. And I just don't think that it's sustainable as well. I think the most sustainable approach to clean water, clean drinking water, is multiple stage filtration systems or reverse osmosis. Reverse osmosis, I don't use personally, because it kind of wastes a little bit of water in the process, but it does remove
mm-hmm.
everything and leaves the good stuff. And also it removes fluoride, which is very important to address, because I don't think people understand how damaging to our health fluoride is. It actually calcifies the pineal gland, which is our third eye, and it closes our spiritual connectedness to the universe, or to our spirit, to our soul, whatever we believe in spiritually. It causes a kind of a dumbed down effect on our whole psyche and our whole consciousness. And there's, you know, I invite the listeners to research into that. It's a very, oh, I could go on for a long time on the whole fluoridation topic, and it's controversial. I know that, but you know, there's a lot of information out there to research, but I personally use a triple stage filtration system that removes all heavy metals. So, you know, lead, mercury, aluminum, you know, everything, all the trace metals up to like 99.9% or something like that. And then it removes all the pesticide residue, even the pharmaceutical residue, because people flush their medications down the toilet, and guess where it ends up? Recycled in our drinking water. So, you know, and they've tested drinking water straight from the faucet of people's homes, and it has this, you know, chemical and pharmaceutical residue. So, you know, these multiple stage filtration systems are designed to remove these things. And I have one of the stages in the three stage filter I use has a fluoride removal cartridge. And fluoride removal is used as is achieved using active alumina, I believe it is, and bone char, and or either one can do it. And those are the two well-known methods to removing fluoride from the water. But you have to have a gallon per flow setting on your faucet to not, because you can't force too much water through the filtration system, because the method of removing fluoride takes, I think it's like a quarter of a gallon per minute or something like that. But, you know, it's a lot faster than distillation or reverse osmosis. So I think all around in my investment, it was initially like $200, and I pay $100 for the all three replacement filters per year. And I have clean, amazing drinking water. And I think it's the most sustainable and healthy solution for, you know, for generations to come, because, you know, you look at all this bottled water and how much of a waste it is, and it's, you know, ridiculous at this point. And, you know, companies are coming out and saying that they're actually just using filtered tap water and calling it, you know, purified and selling it for like $3 a bottle. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. And then add to that the plastic pollution to our oceans. I have a very good friend who's very active in the eco aspect of that. And we're down to 3 minutes there, Michael. So we can't get into the clean air, the GMOs and hormones, but those, if people want to read about that, they'll just have to get the book.
Exactly. Or you can have me back on the show. That'd be wonderful too. I would love to inspire your listeners again. That'd be great.
That'd be great. Well, you know, in closing, do you have any kind of any final messages or anything that you really want to leave the listeners with before we close?
Yeah, definitely. I would like to say just get in tune with your body and acknowledge yourself for your progress. But, you know, don't accept anything less than you are capable of, not only with your physical health, but with your mental, emotional, and spiritual growth as well, because, you know, we're all connected. Regardless of what you believe in spiritually, we're all connected, and that's, you know, what makes human beings so amazing is that we have this diversity and we're all able to coexist. Even though there's stuff going on in parts of the world, we're all able to, you know, accept each other's differences, and we're coming to a point where that's even more amazing. And I invite the listeners to have that experience with your own self, with your body, have that eclectic experience with every area of your life and how it relates to how you eat, why you eat, the kind of foods that you eat, and correlate it all and come to an understanding of how you can reach your health goals with that. And reading my book, Transformative Nutrition, really opens up new avenues to understanding that and getting to, you know, reaching your health goals.
Yep. Well, this is great. Well, again, Michael, I really want to thank you for your time. And again, kudos to your Facebook page. I just love the posts that you've been making.
Thank you.
You know, to me, it raises my awareness, and I'm really glad to have them in the feed. And if people are on Facebook, I'm definitely, you know, like Michael's page and follow those posts. Again, there is a direct link to that in Facebook. So again, Michael, thank you for your time. And we'll have to look somewhere in the near future, kind of doing a part two and talk about some of those other
that would
topics.
Be awesome.
Great. Well, thank you again so for your time. I really appreciate it. You're very welcome.
Likewise.
Okay. Again, everyone, today my very special guest has been Michael Tamez. We've been talking about his book, Transformative Nutrition, The Ultimate Guide to Healthy and Balanced Living. And again, in the show page description, I have several links for you to follow and become informed about Michael. One of them is to his website, which is transformative-nutrition.com. The other is directly to his blog. Check that out. There's some really great articles or blog posts he's done there. One to his book, and again, one to his Facebook and to his Twitter account. So for those of you on social media, definitely follow Michael there. So everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. And until we meet again, thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Be sure to visit our website at www.biteradio.me. That's biteradio.me. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Bite Radio Me,
and our shows are also available as a free podcast from iTunes. And until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.